The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
All right. Congratulations to Coach Reed and the Chiefs. That's a really good football team, and they're well coached and do a lot of things the right way. And obviously, they earned it today for sure and got off to a good start. And, we never really could really get much rhythm or momentum going in the game. So, again, congratulations to them. And we'll learn a lot from this, obviously. We know who we're chasing, that's for sure. So,
Josh, now that the season's over, do you immediately just go right into, do you even review the film, or is it just go right into the offseason meeting?
Oh, no. You learn something from everything. So, the staff will watch the tape tomorrow, and, we'll be very, precise with what we've seen. Like I said, there's... we're going to play them again, And so, there's a lot of things we learned from the first time we played them, and there's going to be a lot of things we learn again, and there's things you learn about, players, situations, et cetera. So there's plenty to learn from each game.
Hey, Josh, what was your reaction to the ring around the rosy play? Did you find that disrespectful at all, or what did you
No.
think?
No. Coach Reed does, he has some of those things, each game, and the game was still – at that point, we were still competing in it. They were trying to score. If they felt like that was a play that could give them an opportunity to score a touchdown, which it almost did, there's shovel passes. I've run flea flickers and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, just because the game was in the fourth quarter doesn't mean it was out of hand yet. So, no, I do not at all. Not at all.
Josh, you've obviously seen it at a high level. The Chiefs represent it at a high level. Mm-hmm. You've been here about a year now. I'm not asking you to put a timeline on it, but do you think it's closer or further away for you guys to be where you need to be like that?
There's no, there is no timeline on that. I think the thing you do is you take the best day you can have, and you continue to do that and produce those through the off season and improve the football team in any way that you can, whether that's our process, what we choose to do, how we play, how we coach, the players that are on the team, we have a lot of things to evaluate, obviously, and we know a lot more now than we did last January. And we've got a year full of evidence of, what we need to make better, whether it's our process or, on our team. So there's a lot of things that we can look at, and we're going to address them. And, like I said, we'll see. But every year you're trying to win, every game you're trying to win. There's no seasons where you're going out there and saying this one doesn't really matter. They all matter, I think everybody in this organization, wants to do that, and that's what we're going to be hard at work to do.
You're going to obviously, like you said, evaluate everything in the weeks and months ahead. Does anything stand out to you right now in terms of what happened here this season? Can you point to different things of why it ended up this way?
No, there's a lot of reasons why you win and lose. Today wasn't a really close game, but we obviously have played in a lot of them. And so, going back through all those and, you win in this league when you earn it. And that's through performance and work. And so, we all can do something better, what some of us maybe more than others. And so I'll start with myself and our staff and try to do everything we can do better as we go into the off season and next year. And same thing with how we play. So there's not one thing. There's too many variables in football.
Josh, mm-hmm. since the beginning of the season, you talked about understanding again the expectation from Raider Nation. Mm-hmm. Now just wrapping up week 18, obviously so much transpired in the 18 weeks leading into this. But just I want to know just your raw emotions finishing your first year as Raider head coach.
Yeah, blessed, extremely blessed, grateful, thankful for the opportunity myself. Appreciate the guys in the locker room, our team. I mean, look, these things, adversity is part of our journey and part of our story. And I've been on a lot of teams before that it hasn't ended perfect. And a lot of times those are the moments and those are the years and those are the games that propel you into improving. And then you have an opportunity to go farther and do more. And so I couldn't be more thankful for the group in the locker room, the staff, the way the organization has treated me and my family. And, you know, we're going to be hard at work. We know what we want to do and what we want to accomplish. We didn't come here to, you know, just go through it. And you know, that's not that's not our intentions. And so we knew when we came here there was going to be a process involved. And I know people get sick and tired of hearing about that word. But, you know, look, that's the reality is, you know, there's work involved and there's time and there's decisions and there's evaluations that need to be made. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to make them and we're going to try to make the team better every way that we can.
Josh, how would you assess your coaching this year? If you had to give yourself a
grade. Say it one more time.
So how would you assess your coaching job this year? If you had to give yourself a grade, and how are you going to be able to learn to have your team close out games in the second half as opposed to this year when you guys weren't able to do that?
I'm not going to grade anybody. But, you know, look, I mean, we are what we are, you know. And so I know there's things I can do better, and I'm going to, you know, evaluate myself first and try to do a better job of what I'm doing and what I'm responsible for. And I'm going to try to do that with our entire team. And so, look, the fact that you're in games, you know, gives you an opportunity. And now you have to do things at the end of those close games to earn the victories. And, you know, that's the nature of the National Football League. I mean, pretty much every game is going to come down towards the end. And, you know, and in order to win those, there's a lot of things you got to do right. And, you know, I thought today was a good example of, you know, if you make a few mistakes against this kind of a football team and you don't take advantage of the opportunities that you have, then the game can get away from you a little bit. And, you know, they've been together for a long time and they've got, you know, a really good formula. They have a process in place that's pretty damn successful. And you know, we know who we're chasing.
Josh, obviously last week a great job in terms of keeping Jarrett Stidham standing, kind of the opposite tonight. Was that more about what the front seven were able to do on the opposite side, or was there kind of some blown assignments on the offensive line?
We might have had one or two assignment type of deals, but I thought for the most part, you know, they played some coverages that kind of dictated that we ended up holding the ball a little bit, take the first read away, and then, you know, have to go through the progression a little bit more. And then, look, they have a good front and good rushers. You know, they had a good plan. Coach Spagnuolo did a great job. And, you know, and again, part of the whole, you know, formula for playing these guys and beating them is to try to stay out of those types of situations. You know, when you're in obvious long yardage passing situations against that team, is not a good formula for success. And so, you know, to get off to a good start, which we really didn't do, to get ahead, you know, to stay balanced and really lean on our running game and try to do it that way is a much better formula for success against them. And unfortunately, today we could not do that.
Do two more, Vic and then Vinny.
What are your takeaways from Jarrett's first two starts?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things, and you know, there's plenty to, you know, to learn from, you know. And I think that, you know, any young player who's playing, you know, his first or second game in the NFL, there's going to be a lot of things that you do that you haven't experienced before. And so I thought that he learned some things last week. He learned more things today. I thought he hung in there and made some good throws as the game wore on, gave us an opportunity on some things, you know, and ultimately we had a couple turnovers that, you know, against his team can really hurt you. So, you know, a lot to learn from this game.
Josh, JJ went through kind of a scary situation with his family back in Oklahoma. Were you a little surprised that he even came back out here to play this game today?
No, because I know him, and that's a testament to him and his family. You know, that was totally on their, you know, their discretion. We understood the situation, and I'm not going to get into the, you know, the specifics of that, and I respect their privacy. But you know. And JJ knew he had whatever he wanted from us relative to support, and we understood and respected the situation. And if he had chosen not to, then I would have completely understood that. You know, but he came back, and I give him a ton of credit for you know, giving it a go and trying to help us win a game, you know, at the end of the season.
Yeah, the offense obviously had some more trouble today than last week. What were the differences, do you think? What gave you guys a hard time today?
I'll watch the film and see, you know, exactly what it was. But, I mean, honestly, I just think we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. You know, my interception, my fumble, you know, I think is more self-inflicted. I mean, I thought we moved the ball, you know, pretty well throughout the majority of the game. It's just those couple times we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, what, you know, whatever it was. So, you know, I think that's kind of what it comes down to.
Jared, I know that there's a lot of decisions that you don't have any say in, but based on what Josh has seen from you both in New England and here in practice in two games, do you feel like you've shown him enough that you can be in competitive position for be the starter next year?
I mean, I haven't really thought about it too much, to be quite honest. Do I feel like I'm a that type caliber player in this league? Absolutely. You know, I just tried to, you know, be ready for my opportunity, you know, these last 2 weeks and try to take a full advantage of it. And I mean, that's all I can do. That's all I can control. So, like I said, I haven't really thought much about it, but, you know, we'll see going forward.
How do you approach your off season? Are you somebody who wants to decompress for a couple weeks and then kind of get back into it, or do you want to jump right back and get ready right away?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is my fourth year, so I kind of know what works for me. You know, I'll decompress over the next couple of weeks and then get going and, you know, spend a lot of time with my family, obviously, and do the things that I feel like I need to do to get better and to be ready, you know, once, you know, off season comes around and that sort of thing. So, like I said, with me being, you know, going into my fifth year now, I mean, I kind of know what works for my body, what works for, you know, my mentals and stuff. So, you know, I'll just do what I feel like is best for me. So.
I know Josh Jacobs flew back in for the game. What have been your observations of him on and off the field this season?
Oh, I mean, Josh is a tremendous person. Clearly a tremendous football player. Can't speak highly enough of that guy, and especially what he had been, you know, dealing with this week, for him to come back and play the way he played and just leave it all out there. Just hats off to him. I know it was an extremely emotional and tough week for him. So it was, you know, I can't speak highly enough of Josh. I mean, he's just a phenomenal person, phenomenal player, and obviously one of the best running backs in the league.
Jarrett, with you being free agent, is it your intention, like, will you check the market? Do you want to return to the Raiders? What's your thought process about, you know, where you want to be?
I mean, quite honestly, I haven't really thought much about it, you know, this entire year, really. I've just been focused on whatever my role was, and whether that's being the backup to Derek or these last 2 weeks, you know, preparing as a starter. So, to be honest, I haven't really given it much thought. So we'll see how it plays out.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.